Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. This is Viata, your hostess. And tonight we've got a couple of really interesting topics to discuss. And as usual, those of you who are new to Soul Purpose Healing, this show is all about getting back into alignment with the Creator's love, compassion, wisdom, and understanding. And I do talk about the human body, the vessel where our soul dwells on this show. And I just want to remind everyone that I am not a medical doctor. I do not have an MD after my name. And I do not in any way discourage you from seeking advice from a health professional when your body starts screaming at you, whether it's in pain or broken or discomfort. You are encouraged on this show to seek a professional person who has information on how your body is functioning or dysfunctioning and who can help you get it back into balance. Now, that said, I have spent over 20 years of my life in the holistic health field, learning about the human body and the emotions that drive everything in the body. It starts with the brain. I'm also a student of German New Medicine. I've been studying this truth for over 10 years now, started in back in about 2005, and I'm still studying because it is our sacred medicine for the body. And everything I talk about, I have to refer to German New Medicine when it comes to holistic health, because German New Medicine teaches us that every trauma that we have in our life, every conflict shock, it's called in German New Medicine, sends a relay message to the brain, and then the brain targets a particular organ to manifest that message of conflict shock. And so today we're going to talk about dis-ease. I call dis-ease as a temporary state of imbalance. We'll get back into balance when we follow the Creator's laws of wisdom and understanding. And when we have dis-ease, our body usually talks to us pretty loudly and screams at us if we don't do something to correct the imbalance. So tonight we're going to talk about a disease called endometriosis. And I was reminded of this condition that many women find themselves in from a show I was listening to last week on the Female Solution. I have been very blessed to be a part of that weekly show. On Fridays, I have a health and wellness show from 8 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, till 10 in the morning. And one of the shows that I listen to on the Female Solution is hosted by my dear, dear sister, Asada Kirkland, who is this dynamic woman who put together the Soulful Chicago Book Fair this year that I participated in. And she had a guest on her show who was talking about endometriosis. And as the conversation went on, I kept thinking they're not really getting to the root cause of this disease. And she talked about a lot of things, and I actually called in and asked her a few questions, and she did actually admit some things about self-esteem that may have affected her disease. But the main thing, this woman is offering a lot of support to women. She has a book that she wrote about the subject, and her book mainly focuses on giving women support. So I'm here to give support to anyone who might be suffering with this disease called endometriosis. Now, for some of you listening who don't know what endometriosis is, I'll give you a quick definition, but I've called it to the title of this show, Endometriosis, A Woman's Cry for Help, because that's what came to my mind after listening to the show last week on the same topic. I listened to her, and I did some research from all the books that I have here in my small place, and I couldn't help, that was the theme that kept coming to me, a woman's cry for help, a woman's cry for help. And so I had to develop that theme in my own mind, and then I had to just write it out and do some research. And so it truly is a woman's cry for help, and it's usually silent. Women who are usually diagnosed with that disease are very often confused. They don't seem to know what caused it, and so they are taking the advice of medical professionals from the medical system that give them a very few alternatives or effective. So what is endometriosis? It's a chronic women's disease. It's not something that just happens all of a sudden. Endometriosis is usually something that builds, okay? It builds and builds and builds until a woman finds herself in a great deal of pain usually. And what's happening is the endometrial lining of the uterus, the lining of the uterus starts to expand. The cells in that area just start moving and growing outside the uterus to other pelvic organs like the ovary. So you've got to have a picture of the uterus, this vortex of energy. Let's look at this as this vortex of energy. And for some reason, there's a conflict. There's always a conflict, a shock, something that happens to a woman that immediately causes her to take a breath or hold her breath and not really understand why something is happening to her, but you can bet it has to do with her reproductive self, because German New Medicine teaches us that these conflict shocks that happen to us, these traumas that happen in our life, they always get registered in the brain first. The brain is wired to send messages to a particular organ that tells us why we have this disease in a certain area of the brain, and then the brain sends a message to a particular organ, in this case, the uterus. Now, what is the uterus? What's the purpose of the uterus? This is how we can begin to self-diagnose or at least understand why the body is talking to us in a particular area. The uterus is our reproductive area. It's where life starts. It's where the egg develops. It's where the sperm travels. It's the energy of reproduction. It's the second chakra, creation. It's the creative force within us, the vortex energy area. And so when any kind of disease happens in that area, ladies, please pay attention, ladies. The body is trying to say, you've had a conflict, you've had an interruption in your peace in this area of the function of creativity. Reproduction has been interfered with in some way, shape, or form. So what's happening in that area? The lining of the uterus starts going kind of crazy. The lining starts expanding. The lining, in other words, is confused. The uterus becomes confused as to why this something has happened. The uterus starts talking, trying to understand what is going on in the brain first. Remember, the emotions trigger the brain to direct cellular growth in a particular area of the body, in this case, the uterus. And then it spreads to other areas, usually, of that area, the second chakra. So if you know anything about the second chakra, that's a source of creativity. So some of the symptoms that women have when they are having endometriosis problems, challenges, are pelvic pain, of course, pain, inflammation, painful bowel movements even, stomach cramps, and even nausea, because the cells are like communicating to each other, and there's this confusion going on. And there's this extension that can even damage other organs. It's really maybe not damaging the other organs, but the other organs become confused too as to what's going on in this person's emotional state of mind, the brain. So what do typical medical doctors offer for effective treatment? What they call effective treatment is surgery. That's the probably one of the number one treatments in our country for problems in the body that cannot be explained and that are chronic and keep going on and on. If the drugs don't fix it, then the next best thing is to cut the body open. I saw a very interesting movie called The Physician on Netflix that demonstrated, it was a very entertaining movie that demonstrated the beginnings of medical practice. Because for years, men or women didn't even know what the inside of the body looked like. And so in this movie, it was portrayed that this young man decided to cut on a person's body who had died and asked that his body be laid out where the birds could just eat him up. And so this young man hid the body in a place where he could cut it open different times of the day and examine and draw pictures of the inside of the body. So because of those types of practices or behavior by men and women, we now have a total idea of what is going on and what the inside of the body looks like. We became very brave and courageous about cutting open the body because in this movie, it was portrayed that this young man broke a religious law of ever cutting into the body. There was actually some religious law by, I believe it was Muslims or Jews. I can't remember which religion was. Oh, I think it was the Jewish religion that had a law against cutting the body open and examining the organs and tissues inside of the body. So they were going to hang these two people assassinate these two people just for cutting open the body and exploring the inside. So that was the beginning of ancient medicine, that people had the courage and the bravery to cut open the body, find out what's going on. So now we know, you know, where the uterus is, where the bladder is, where the colon is. We know where all these organs are thanks to the activities of men and women hundreds of years ago who decided to open it up, open up the dead bodies and find out what it looks like. So endometriosis, again, this is a disease for women. This is a disease for women. And sometimes it can happen either on the left side of the body, where the left uterus or the left ovary is involved, or the right ovary. It happens on either side, depending again on what the conflict shock is that that woman went through. There was some trauma in her life, and we're going to get into what kind of traumas create this type of condition in the woman's uterus area, cervix area, all that area, that would cause the cells to just go crazy and be out of order and unorganized and completely confused and expanding so that other organs are sometimes affected. Well, an ovarian cyst, I'm going to read to you some information from German New Medicine, which again is the most important information or most effective preventive knowledge a person can gain about any disease, because it helps you understand how your emotions and the traumas and conflict shocks we have in our life are tied to the brain, which sends relay messages to the rest of the body and creates this matrix of information that says this organ in particular, in this case the uterus, is going to be affected by your shock that you experience, and the brain is the director of all this. So when you're looking at endometriosis, there's a growth that occurs. The process is sometimes interpreted as a growth, but the growth is all when cells start to multiply, all they're doing is trying to help you survive the conflict shock or the trauma that a woman's going through. And when the growth or the tumor, as soon as it gets its blood supply, or German New Medicine says that the adhesions detach from the surrounding tissue and a cyst forms, a firm capsule that becomes an integral part of the ovary. This is producing sexual hormones. So a lot of times estrogen, the hormone estrogen is involved in the endometriosis, and anytime estrogen or any hormone starts growing or being produced more than others, then you're going to have an imbalance in the body when one hormone is being triggered by the emotion to help you survive. And so that cyst, a cyst may form and detach, and it forms a capsule and becomes part of the ovary, producing more estrogen. And then sometimes the hardened cyst can be removed if it's mechanically disturbing the bladder and other parts of the body. And a particular interesting phenomena is what they call endometriosis, which is what causes more estrogen. It produces estrogen. And now we know from German New Medicine that endometriosis is the result of a burst ovarian cyst that released firm parts into the abdominal cavity. Sometimes they call this cancer. And there they take roots and form new small ovarian cysts that produce estrogen due to their 9 months lasting. It usually lasts for 9 months. And then sometimes the cyst will burst. Now, how does this type of situation get worse? The emotions are intensified in some situations, either with grief or anger or fear or unloving self or just in general negative feelings about the self. What endometriosis produces is that people become insecure. They're disappointed, they're frustrated, and they replace self-love sometimes with food. So they blame everybody, anything outside of themselves, instead of taking some responsibility for what type of conflict shock that person experienced. Now, let me just suggest here at this point that many times I believe the conflict shock that a woman may experience might be rape. Now, how do I know rape might be the conflict shock? Because anytime the reproductive self goes into a shock, like we're talking about here, and the cells start producing wildly, it's because the person has experienced a shock in that area, more than likely. Endometriosis, again, is in the reproductive creative area of the body, the woman's vortex opening where she has sex. And anytime that's interfered, like an ugly, what German New Medicine calls an ugly half genital conflict with a male or even a masculine woman, it says. So it could be any type of intrusion or invasion of the female area, either by a man or a woman, it says. And then there's a law, or there could be a loss conflict, either the loss of a child, a wife, parent, friend, due to death or someone leaving. Those are the two possibilities of conflicts, according to German New Medicine. So there are a lot of women out there crying for help who have been raped. A lot of those women are not telling their story. And so that's why this subject is important, to bring out the fact that women are crying for help because they've been violated many times in that area, and they don't know how to express that emotion and express the pain that they experience. And even when those women do, a lot of times they're disrespected, they're not believed, the truth comes out, but yet no one believes them, or the person who committed the crime is not prosecuted in any way. We have a lot of conversation that's been going on recently with the director and actor Nate Parker, who produced the movie Birth of a Nation. And as much as that man sacrificed a lot to make this movie, Birth of a Nation, and portray the individual who it represents in the movie, he's been persecuted mainly because 20 years ago he was involved in a rape accusation, and people are still upset that he was acquitted of that rape accusation, and he was found not guilty. And then they bring out the fact that the woman who accused him of this act, 10 or 15 years after the trial, she committed suicide. Now, we don't know for 10 years what this woman was going through. And obviously there was another person, another man involved in the accusation who was actually found guilty, but Nate Parker was found not guilty. But that woman, 10 years later, committed suicide. So all of this is being brought up again because of a movie that was made by Nate Parker about a slave who revolted in those times and who ended up dying violently. The movie is very violent. I haven't seen it, but the movie's very, very violent because those were very violent times. So we're talking about a situation even today with Trump. If it's not Trump, it's Bill Clinton. You know, these issues come up, and it's really good to talk about them in a way because women are crying in their uterus with endometriosis. Because you still have the idea, these women still have the idea many times that they're guilty, or the pain is still there in the form of the cells of the uterus multiplying, and the brain is still processing this violent act that occurred, and they're not feeling powerful sometime or desirable. They're not feeling even that it's wonderful to be a woman. And they're not loving themselves. They're not fulfilled. So for men who have women in their life who are going through this type of disease, endometriosis, this is a time for men to even study what this disease means and how they can help. Because, again, many women who are suffering with endometriosis have some deep, deep feelings of sadness. In fact, here I have another book. Let me read from my other book, Feelings Buried Alive Never Die by Carol Truman. I think she gives us a few more examples of what women who have been diagnosed with endometriosis are going through. In her book, she says, women with endometriosis have deep-seated unresolved sadness going unanswered. Deep-seated unresolved sadness going unanswered. They have feelings of frustration. They have feelings of insecurity. They have a lack of self-love. And they're wanting to blame their problems on other people. Now, I heard this pretty clearly in the interview last week on The Female Solution, the author who was being interviewed about her book on endometriosis. As much as this woman was providing support groups and she shared her own story with this disease, it wasn't until I asked her a few questions that she admitted that she had some feelings of unlove about herself. Until then, it was all about, oh, the doctors, when you go to a doctor, a lot of doctors don't know what to do, and then you keep going back to the doctor, and finally they have surgery or they put them on drugs, and none of the deep-seated issues are addressed because doctors don't ask questions like that. Most doctors don't get into the deep-seated unresolved sadness that's going unanswered. So if the woman truly wants to heal from this out-of-control cell condition in her second chakra of creative energy, then there has to be an awareness that occurs in that woman's mind that this condition in my body is occurring because there were events in my life that I have not resolved. There were painful interventions or attacks on me that have not been resolved, and so there are feelings of frustration. The cells in the uterus when a woman has endometriosis are frustrated. They're frustrated because that's the message they're getting from the woman's brain, and the cells in the uterine area are not feeling love. Because the woman is feeling like the enemy has attacked her in that area. And that's usually how doctors make women feel about this type of disease, that this is something that they don't have an answer for. And if it's the enemy, we're going to attack it either with drugs or we're going to cut it out because they don't understand it. And so in order for us as women to take back our power and live our life like it's golden, Jill Scott, that song is so powerful to me now. That's why I keep replaying it every week and on these shows. Living my life like it's golden. That's what has to occur for that woman to heal from endometriosis. She has to begin to look at her reproductive self, her uterus, her cervix, her vagina, all these sexual parts of her. She has to begin to look at her reproductive self, that creative self, as golden, as powerful, as sacred, and as very important, so that the brain can stop sending these messages of confusion in the mind. Why did this have to happen to me? Why did that person abuse me? Why did that person invade my creative space? Why? Asking the confusion comes with the cells in the uterus area because there's all these questions that the woman hasn't answered yet from her abuse, from her attack, from her conflict, either of an attack by a man or of the opposite sex, or even the loss of someone in their life can create endometriosis. The death of a child, if that person is not expressing it in their breast, then they may express it in their uterus area in the way of endometriosis, with cells growing because of the sadness of losing that person in their life. So I want to say at this point, if you're listening online and you'd like to join this conversation, you can dial 215-383-5863 and press the number 1 when you're ready to ask a question. So we are talking about endometriosis. We want to bring some healing to the women today who are crying when they're diagnosed with this disease, and most doctors are not going to dry the tears in a deep way that help them to heal from the abuse that they've experienced or from the death of someone that they really cared about or became attached to. Because it's a loss conflict. Endometriosis is also a loss conflict due to death or someone leaving them. It could be even a young child, if their mother or a father or someone close to them leaves them, or a dear friend leaves them, and later on they have events in their life that trigger that sadness, they could be diagnosed with endometriosis at 10 years after that conflict occurred. That's why it's so important to ask patients or people in your life, friends, relatives, what happened in their childhood where there was a loss conflict due to the death or the leaving of a friend, a parent, or a child in a woman's life in her later life. So it's not something that needs necessarily surgery, because that's what doctors offer. Surgery is the only treatment we have for you, but it is a disease, as most diseases are, that require for us to look within at the kingdom, why it's operating the way it is, why it's operating in a particular area of the body, and what we can do about it is, number one, forgive ourselves. Even forgive the person who may have offended us, who violated our space. We have to do that. And then we have to live our life like it's golden, to begin to treat this human vessel as something very sacred that deserves more love in the way of nutrition, in the way of meditation, and even in the way of rubbing those hands together, laying them on the uterus, and saying these words, I love you, I love you, I love you. Because the message that the uterus is getting when it has endometriosis or any type of disease or cancer is that I am not loved. I am not loved. The brain is not sending the message that I love you, I love you, I love you, and you are golden, you are sacred. The brain is sending a message that I'm not of value, I don't have much worth, I'm insecure, I'm disappointed, I'm frustrated, I'm blame, 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 blame. This is throughout all the books that I've looked at about endometriosis, every one of them has this same theme about this disease, and that is wanting to blame the problem on other people. Blaming others, or looking outside of the self to look to find the cause of this disease. Now, we can look outside of ourselves to find the event or the circumstance that triggered this emotion in the brain that says, I'm going to blame everybody and everything that happened to me for this disease. But at some point, what? We have to take responsibility and say, What role did I play in this, and what is the lesson that I can learn from this dis-ease? Every cancer, every disease that comes to us is a tap on the shoulder to change our thinking and change the way we react to situations in our life and turn to responding to every situation with love. The ultimate goal to heal the body, to bring balance back to the body, to bring love back, is to ask the question, how can I get into gratitude? How can I express thanks for what has happened to me? What is the lesson that I need to learn? And how can I express more love toward this beautiful sacred temple that my soul dwells in? We all know our soul is here to learn the lessons and to ascend in growing, to be more like the Creator, to be in perfect alignment with our Creator's love, wisdom, and understanding. So here are some powerful words that we can speak, women, when we have endometriosis that has been diagnosed. And men, you can help the woman in your life if you do meet women in your life, and you probably will, especially if you're listening to this show. You're probably going to hear from someone who says they're suffering with endometriosis. And so the men who are listening and who have this knowledge, they can help that woman understand that she needs to come out of the insecurity, the disappointment, the frustration, and blaming others and being a victim into this type of affirmation that says, I am both powerful and desirable. It's wonderful to be a woman. I love myself and I am fulfilled. That is the type of affirmation that will begin to send a different message to the ovaries, to the uterus, to the second chakra of creativity, to the memories even that triggered those emotions, and begin to say also these words about this condition in the second chakra, which has a very strong element of water in the second chakra. The element is water. You have water, fire, earth. The second chakra where the uterus is an element of water. So here are some other powerful words that a woman can speak to the uterus, because the uterus, remember, all those cells are growing and moving and they're alive. They're not dead. The cells are moving and active and creating a space for you to change your mind and create love in that space. So here are some other words that you can say anytime you have something in your sacred chakra, your second chakra, which is your sacral chakra. You have to say, I forgive the past and I embrace my life fully. I realize all of the goodness that surrounds me. In other words, you become in touch with nature and all the goodness that nature brings us. We talked about the bees and the insects on our Wednesday show with Mama AZ, and how all these bees, these insects, and the roaches even give us messages of goodness, and it surrounds us. And then you have to begin to state the I am, the powerful I am, creative and strong. I am capable. I listen to my inner truth. I honor and care for myself. And as Jill Scott says so beautifully, living my life like it's golden. Oh, love that song. So keep these things in mind on your journey to heal endometriosis. You don't necessarily need to cut something out unless you get to the place where you don't want to accept the love and honoring yourself and caring for yourself with more water, a better diet, and listening to the inner truth that you are indeed golden and sacred and powerful and valuable, and you're realizing all the goodness that surrounds you. So I'm going to leave it at that for now, but I want to switch over to every week we want to give an update on Standing Rock in North Dakota. There are some people who are totally ignorant about what's going on at Standing Rock. And I had to even unfollow some friends today who were just too ignorant for me, because someone sent me a message today about the something I posted or a comment I made that went against their belief about Hillary Clinton. And I posted a different comment saying who I was following. So they sent me a long message about, please don't express my view about, my political views when they post something on my page. And I thought, okay, who is this person? That's how bad it was. I really didn't know this person that well. So I decided to go on her Facebook page and review some of the things that she's posting And I realized this person and I have very little in common. So why am I following her and why is she following me? So I just decided to eliminate that friendship, no longer follow them, and move on. Not even one post about Standing Rock on this person's page. So that's a clear sign for me that this person is not in touch with what's going on in the universe. Because what's going on at Sacred Rock is like, it's almost like endometriosis in the physical land. I just thought about that. That's an aha moment. Because Mother Earth is being violated and there is much violence. Hallelujah. I just got that. The aha moment. Thank you, Spirit. Mother Earth is being raped, violated from North Dakota, South Dakota, all over our land, all over Earth. We are seeing Mother Earth being raped. And just like those cells in the uterus, in the water, isn't that interesting? I this is really coming together for me in a different way, that the second chakra where endometriosis takes place is the element of water. And what are they doing in North Dakota? They're protecting the water. They're not protesting. They're protecting the water. And this is the movement that we are all challenged with today. Anybody who's not aware of this, they're out of touch with spirit. They're out of touch with prophecy. Because if you're not aware, let me just bring everyone up to date on why Standing Rock is so significant. Because there was a prophecy given by the Hopi and the Lakota people. It was number 8 of 9 prophecies that were given many years ago. And the prophecy stated basically that the Zazeska Zoe, which means the black snake, will come and attempt to cross our river into our land. The 7 tribes must come together to defeat the black snake of the 7 tribes. And if the tribes fail and block and don't block the snake, if the tribe fails, and may hold on. The 7 tribes must come together, which is being done. There are even more than 7 tribes coming together, but there must be 7 main tribes that must come together to defeat the black snake, which is the oil pipeline. If the tribes fail and don't block the snake successfully, then it will mean the end of the world as we know it. Now, my sister AZ pointed out it will mean the end of the world as we know it, but it will be the end of what we believe, what we know as a very peaceful, beautiful earth. They have to be successful that at the black snake, if it succeeds in crossing the river, it will mark the end of the earth as it. So if that pipeline succeeds in going under the Missouri River and continuing as the corporate greed has in mind, then things are going to change very drastically for us according to this prophecy. Both the Hopi and Lakota Indians both received the same prophecy, and they neither tribe knew it, that the other one had received this prophecy. I believe that's how it goes. So we have in Standing Rock, North Dakota, the battle of the cells. The human cells are growing actually in that area to protect Mother Earth and the water. Just as in the female body, the endometriosis, this chronic disease flourishes or surfaces. We have the same situation in North Dakota. There must be a meaning of the word Dakota that may have something to do with all this. I think that may mean water. I'm not sure. But because it's in North Dakota right now and it's getting worldwide attention, and we have this epidemic, so to speak, of endometriosis, it's all coming together on a physical and a spiritual level. The Mother Earth is being violated. It's so important that we get this because our support in prayer and drumming, I have to get my drum. That's my drum beat that I keep nearby. I took my drum off the shelf, and now I'm beating for the healing of our nation and the healing of Mother Earth, just as we want to see the women healed from this endometriosis where the cells are out of control. We want to see North Dakota and Standing Rock be healed. There's a lot of violence going on at Standing Rock. One of the last reports that I saw was that the government has approved military force to be enacted or used in the North Dakota area against the people. They're already spraying pepper spray and shooting rubber bullets. And I believe they're trying to up the military force at this time to create even more violence, but the people are not resisting. In fact, the Crow Nation, I know Mom Maisie will be happy to hear this, there was a recent video where the Crow Nation has arrived. They arrived with big trailers, with horses, with their regalia on. So more and more tribes are participating at Standing Rock to remind each other of this prophecy that if that black snake succeeds in crossing the river, then it will mark the end of the world as we know it. So that's the seriousness of Standing Rock. It ties into our topic tonight, that endometriosis, chronic woman's disease, and women are crying for help. And that's what the Native American people are saying in North Dakota, that Mother Earth is crying. Mother Earth is crying out as they dig up the sacred burial site in that land. And this is going on all over our country. Mother Earth crying out, bleeding. Mother Earth is bleeding. This is what happens with endometriosis. Women have this bleeding. Their menstrual cycles come and they have heavier bleeding than usual. They have pain and they have painful bowel movements. There's stomach cramps. There's nausea. And the earth is manifesting this today in North Dakota and other locations, because the similar thing is going on in Iowa as well. Iowa has an assault going on. They're trying to build a pipeline through there. President Obama recently approved a pipeline in Texas, and the men who are leading the way are the Koch brothers. If you watch a movie called The Best Democracy Money Can Buy by Greg Palast, then you'll see the head of this snake includes the Koch brothers, that's K-O-C-H, along with the men who own the business, the company that's building the pipeline. I also found out that the man who owns the company building the pipeline, he also owns a country music fest. In our company, he sponsors a country music fest. Well, guess what? One of the main, more than one of the musicians who usually participate in this music fest are boycotting this festival because they determined that the owner or the sponsor of this musical fest owns the company that's building the Dakota Access Pipeline. And the funny thing is that we, last week on this show, we had a show with Mama Lynn and Kwame and Mother Witt and other women about the Dakota Access Pipeline. And the question was, what's happening at Standing Rock? And we ended that show with, what can we do? And we decided we can call the owners. Kesey Warren is the CEO, his name is K-E-I-C-Y, Warren. He is the man who owns this music fest activity that occurs, I believe it's in Tennessee, But it's on, you can Google Kesey Warren and Energy Transfer Equity Partners. He's one of the other heads of the snake. And we were talking last Sunday about what we could do, and the topic came up about boycotting. Well, lo and behold, 1 week later, some of the major musicians who participate in this festival that Kesey Warren sponsors or owns has decided to boycott his festivals and made a very clear statement that he would no longer be associated with anyone who is going against or who is trying to build the Dakota Access Pipeline. And then one by one, more musicians are following. So we are indeed starting to see that boycotting the head of the snake, Kesey Warren, the Koch brothers, that may be a little more challenging, but I believe at this point the universe will reveal the ways that we can hurt these men financially and stop this pipeline, the black snake, from proceeding to change the world as we know it. More and more people, more and more musicians, more and more professional actors, actresses are coming out and saying no more. And this is the type of support that women even need, that we have to come out to save the uterus, to save the second chakra, to save the water. The water is the second chakra, the creative force. That's the water energy of the body. There's more water in that area circulating around the uterus, the colon area, all that water activity. And the support that we need now is for women to come forth, men to come forth, and support women and Mother Earth as she goes through this challenge of rape in the environment as well as in her body. So many women have been abused in that area, and now they need healing, just like our Mother Earth. And so we can begin, men especially, can begin by working on supporting the protectors in Standing Rock in North Dakota, sending your money, sending your love, your prayers, visiting the site if you can, and then helping women. Because I think as more women heal from the endometriosis, more women begin to love themselves, appreciate themselves, stop blaming. We even with what's going on in Standing Rock, they're not blaming any longer the history of treaty violations in the Native American reservations. The blame is dying. They're just taking action now, and they're looking at everything that can be done, the drumming, the saging, the prayers, the unity. Most important, the unity has to occur among the natives, and that's what's happening. It's such a beautiful thing. That prophecy stated that if those seven tribes did not come together, then we're not going to see victory, and we won't succeed in stopping the black snake. But as long as those seven tribes come together, and they're coming together beautifully, uniting, helping one another, supporting one another, and that's what's got to happen with the women and endometriosis. The women have to come together and say no more, no more, no more rape, no more dick. That's it. We have a woman on one of our shows. She has proclaimed even on her Facebook that she's not any more sexual activity in her life until women can come together, 1,000 women come together and create the peace on earth that we need. And so her focus and our focus has to be healing the body, the woman's body. There can't be any sexual activity, no true loving sexual activity, if the woman's body is sick, especially in the second chakra, the endometrial chronic disease area that's going on. There has to be healing for the women before there can be intimacy with the man. And that's kind of where we are in many, many areas of our country. A lot of African-American women are in strife with African-American men, and there's all kinds of conflicts going on, and their bodies are sick. They're crying out for help. So we're seeing it everywhere we look, all around us. There's cry out for help, and we need to pay attention. Focus on healing your body first, getting the support you need, just as they're doing at Standing Rock. The support is, the reason that the support is there is because Mother Earth is crying out for help, screaming out for help all over this earth. We're seeing oil spills everywhere. Alabama just had a major oil spill with fire, a huge fiery mess going on. Oil spills, 52 oil spills in our country alone. And I think some 42 of them were in North Dakota last year. So Mother Earth is crying out for help, and people are hearing it all over the world. It's amazing. One of the reasons President Obama decided to make a statement, and that's all he's doing is making statements, is because when he was over in Japan, or I think it was Japan, a reporter asked him what he was going to do about the situation in Standing Rock. Imagine that, a United States president goes all the way across the border to Japan, and one of the first questions he's asked is, what are you going to do about Standing Rock and what's happening in the land of North Dakota? And he kind of stumbled and said, I'm going to have my people get on that and find out what's going on. And so what does he do? He comes back and issues a statement. He's very good at making lying statements these days that he's not following up on. He makes a statement and says, well, we're looking into that, and we have a temporary. And the latest statement was so insulting. He says, well, we're going to give this several weeks. We're going to see what happens in the next several weeks before we try and resolve this conflict. Okay. So what he's saying is the election's coming and things are going to happen, and I may not do anything as I'm not doing now. And so don't wait for me. Basically, where he's saying, don't wait for me to do anything. This has to happen with the people of this world, of this earth, and the people of our country who are awake. It's not going to come from the White House. Believe me, because if either Trump or Hillary get in, they're not going to do anything about this situation, because they're both heavily invested in oil pipelines. And Obama obviously has been controlled not to do anything, because Koch brothers and the men who own the energy transfer equity are not going to do it. It's up to the people to do something. So we can be very grateful that the world is waking up to this situation, and they're teaching us a big lesson about unity. The natives are teaching us about the sacredness of the land and why we have to get back to protecting our water, because we won't have any. If as the prophecy goes, the world will change as we know it, and who knows where. We may all have to be putting out buckets for rain to get water, and then with all the pollution in the air, that means we have to do other things, as we're doing now, to have clean water. So our message tonight is, become unified. Let the collective minds of love, compassion, wisdom, understanding, who are hearing Mother Earth's cry, come together and join the Native American spirits and voices and energies, and bring power back to the people to heal our land, especially the womb of Mother Earth and the womb of the woman. We have two visions tonight: the womb of every female who is suffering with this disease called endometriosis is crying out for relief, for healing, for support. And the womb of our mother is crying out all over the earth to stop the rape that the matriarch or patriarchal madness that's going on with these black snake pipelines. That's our message tonight. So please take that in your to your psyche. Let it transfer into action. This coming week, we're all going to see some interesting activity. No matter who wins the election, we're still going to see interesting activity. So we all need to just be prepared to stay focused. That this was the message of one of our guests last week who was at Standing Rock, who took buses, who drove a bus, I think it was Mama Lynn, who drove a bus to Standing Rock, two buses, I believe, with other women, and all she could say was, those natives are focused. Even though the women who traveled with her on those buses to take supplies, wood, and toilet paper, and some of the things that they need at Standing Rock, even though some of the women were not very focused, they got confused and got into ego a little bit, those Native Americans were focused. They know what they're there for. They know their intention is to heal Mother Earth. And there's going to be maybe some suffering and injuries, but the spirit is strong. There was a golden eagle that showed up. That's a very sacred sign because the eagle is a sacred creature. There's a picture online of the natives looking at this golden eagle, huge bird that just flew into Standing Rock. And he even allowed the people to touch him. The bison showed up in the thousands or hundreds. That's the buffalo showed up at Standing Rock. And then there's a picture over a teepee of an angelic-like figure in the sky that showed up. Three signs in the last few weeks that have showed up to say the universe is with you. Mother Earth is working for you, and just as it's doing at Standing Rock, women who are challenged by disease in their second chakra, in their uterus, in their female vortex area, cervix, uterus, vagina, Mother Earth is with you, the universe is with you, but you need to be focused on healing yourself first, not blaming others, and bringing love to that second chakra area of your body. Because at some point, many of us have been violated in that area, but we overcome when we begin to love ourselves and appreciate the Creator's purpose in giving us this beautiful body to be loved and to heal from all abuses by man or otherwise. Because we abuse women, we abuse ourselves more than anything. You may have had a conflict with a man or lost a person or said goodbye to a person through death, but the real abuse is when you don't love yourself and live your life like it's golden. That's the real abuse. Because all those tragedies are in our memory, are just a memory. The rape, the abuse, it's just a memory. And if we hold on to that, that's going to create more problems in the feminine second chakra area. But if we let go of it, release it, and begin to love ourselves and live this life like it's golden and glorify the Creator who gave us this beautiful vessel and forgive, then the earth will heal inside of you and blossom. I believe someday Standing Rock will blossom, because everything is pointing to victory. And the more we are consciously aware of who the head of the snake is, that was our message last week, who is the head of the snake and how can we cut it off and bring it down? And it's beginning. It is beginning. People are more and more aware every week. More celebrities are waking up and participating. More people are waking up. And we have to bind together, unify, come together with people, even on social media, who are conscious of what the priority is in these days, healing Mother Earth, healing the uterus, healing the sacral part of us, and even men, healing your sacral part, your second chakra, your reproductive organs. Men need to heal that as well. So if anyone has any questions, now's the time. We don't have to go the full 2 hours tonight because I have received all I need to receive, I think, about endometriosis and healing our Mother Earth. It goes together. And I was not even expecting to bring those two together, but that's what Spirit intended because it feels so right to have that happen. So I have 336-350, your mic is open. Welcome to Soul Purpose Healing.
Greetings. Sister Vyasa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome, Mama AZ.
Aho. That is a big, big shout out to my husband and my wife. And I'm going to tell you why I'm saying this. And this goes for every woman, a woman that's on the line and that will be listening in the archives. Do yourself a favor, your mind, body, and spirit, women. If you are in a relationship on any level with your husband and other women, other wives, they are your wives, too. You know something, sister? It never fails that when my husband calls me, he'll quickly say, "How you doing? When's the last time you had any?" And all these years that we've been together on whatever level, that is the second, if not the first thing that comes out of his mouth. And then my reply is, "How's my wife?" And I give thanks that you taught me how to be celibate. And he'll say, "What, you're not?" I said, "No, I'm not. I am so grateful for your lessons, for your teachings, for even the fact that we decided to come back together in this lifetime so that I can learn some things." You see, sister, many of us women, not me at this point in time of my life, we blame the other woman about whatever goes on in our relationship. We must learn to look within us. And like
yes.
Sika said, the little Sika, oh my God, that video is off the freaking chain. I did not have that child through my gate, but I've adopted her. I mean, I don't know if she really believes me, but it's the fact that she reminds me so much of Phil Valentine when it comes to the re-edumacation of the dumbing down or the dumbed down women who really do not want to know thyself, know themselves. They choose to keep their heads buried in the sand like an ostrich. And not so that if you don't go within you and love yourself every day, I tell my husband, "I really love you. I give thanks that in this lifetime, I really get it. When it comes to these issues, I get it." And I give thanks to my wife, and I tell her, "I give thanks that you took some of the slack up." And she gets pissed off and hangs up. And I just let her calm down and cool off. And when the Spirit leaves me again, I'll reach out to her and say, "Thank us."
Now, let me clarify what you're saying, because some people listening may not understand. When you say your wife, you're talking about your sister wife, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
so
right.
In a plural marriage, when there's more than one wife, There might be one man and three or four wives. That's a plural marriage, or some people call it polygamy. But those women who have agreed to be that man's wife are called sister wives. So we would call them sister wives. You know, it's funny you mentioned that, Mama Z, because that's part of endometriosis root cause, is that sometimes women have a conflict with other women.
Yes. Yes. Because we have not learned that we all set up our lessons. We all set up our maps before we come back here. That's a hard pill to swallow. I know it was for me at 33, but however, I'm 65 now, and I mean going on pretty close. And so there are so many things that, man, I'd be ready to hack somebody up in my early 30s. However, I know now that all of this was a contract.
And right.
We are in soul groups to learn whatever it is that we agreed to learn when we came back here, period. You see, and even the ones that did not agree, the women, when the men are running around with Jane and Sally Sue, they're still wives too. And I mean, you know, no matter how you look at it or how you want to look at it or don't want to look at it, it still boils down to the same old thing. And, you know, ladies, be mindful of how you treat your body. Like Sika says, you know, do you want to continue with somebody using and abusing your body, jump up and down like you're on a wild bull? Sometimes it may feel good, maybe in your younger days, you know, or whatever. I'm not saying I've been holier than thou, but, you know, it didn't take me too long to figure this out. You know, when you're sitting there and somebody jumping all over you and carrying on and hanging from the chandeliers, and if you take a moment to kind of look at them people like, damn, look at that expression. Is that really what you want to be going on? If you take a moment and just observe the expressions while that person could be a female, jumping up and down and abusing your body? Oh, come on. Just put that and smoke it.
That would determine, I just got another aha moment. That would determine why a woman would have endometriosis in her left or right ovary. Because the left ovary, it's a conflict with a woman in a sexual relationship with a man that she's involved in or something like that. It could be complex, but they have to talk about it. Or if it's the right ovary, it's a male conflict with somebody, like you said, who's out of control or who's hasn't been disciplined or loving or caring or kind enough to have a relationship that brings healing and not harm.
Yes. Yeah, that's deep, sister.
Yes, that is big.
Wow. So
that's
you
right.
Remember
when I heard this woman, when I heard this woman talking about that subject, I'm like, there's something more to that than what she's she just barely scratched the surface of what this endometriosis was about. And I kept thinking all for days, I'm like, there's more to it than that. And sure enough, things kept coming to me crying. It's women crying. I had to keep searching and searching until we come to this conclusion today, because we have been there. We've experienced relationships in all levels, and we know these things exist.
That's right. Well, you see, sister, that like that last film, something good, little Sick in the Button, she had to come on there and say, look, and she broke it down on her video. I can't remember what it was. She said, let's get it straight. Whether I'm lesbian or whatever, or whatever the case may be. And she really dropped a lot of knowledges, not knowledge, knowledge is. And if I didn't know any better, I would say, man, she's a student of Phil Valentine, you know, because he breaks it down as far as when the man enters, what goes on, as opposed to when a woman does the same thing. It's deep. It's deep, and that's a whole nother show. So just thank us. I thank my husband for being a part of the re-education of myself. And through that, I've been able to, you know, help others. And I'm so glad to be celibate. I mean, you know, it is helping my mind, body, and spirit grow within me. I am rediscovering at this late date time in my life, sister, who I am. And like one of the ministers said earlier today, it's dangerous to be married to a man. Not you're going to be married to a woman now. I mean, yeah, you can if that's what you choose. However, you know. However, it's dangerous, especially in these days and times, because if you don't really bond as a unit on the same page, you have two individuals with two different spirits, and you are at war.
Yeah,
you are at war, period.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, this BS that people live longer all the time if they're married, that's not always the case.
Right, right.
You see?
In fact,
so,
it'll shorten your life.
Yeah,
yes. It'll shorten your life. Both my in-laws died. They were in their 60s, 70s. They were in their 70s. They were at war all the time. They were at war. So their death was preceded by cancer, diabetes, one leg, one part of their leg cut off, and another one had her breast removed, and then she died of diabetes. It was horrible the way these two people left the earth. But I was privileged to observe their very intense conflict relationship most of the time. And yet they stayed together.
You agreed to that, Sister Viata,
yes.
Because of your journey now and how you are branching out and assisting other people. I know I'm assisting other people with my journey, you know, of the issues that are going on physically with being tampered with right after I came to the planet. I may have been tampered with before I got out of my mother's womb.
You were energetically, yes. Yeah, energetically you were tampered with in the womb.
Yes, yes.
Because
yes.
if mother's emotions are not healthy, then guess what? Baby's gonna have a struggle coming out of the womb.
Yes, yes. So my mom had a lot of issues, you know, not only with alcohol but with feminine issues as well. And she had cancer of the uterus. A lot of things I found out way later on in my life. That why my mom was always in the hospital, because she had her moon time would last for months. And I found out later on, you know, that it wasn't too cool things, you know, that female issues. And I remember when I was little and I had to go and see my mom. We had to sneak in to see her because they didn't let little children in way back in the day like that. And now all of these things are coming back to me, and I'm saying, oh, That's what happened. That's why that, you know, and what have you. And my mom was a beautiful woman, and she had a lot of men in her life. And mm-hmm. and so, you know, that can take a toll on the female house that we walk
mm-hmm.
in. And,
mm-hmm.
and I give thanks. I do. Thanks to my husband for me realizing this shit's got to stop. Because I would
mm-hmm.
say, would you jump over there in the casket if I left? And he would say, yeah. I'm like, this is a damn shame. I said, you were actually, he said, yeah, I jump. I said, that's pitiful. And I really, sister, I had to think about it. I'm like, oh, man. Okay, I get it. I put a halt to this crap. I get it. I wasn't built to do this, and I'm learning. That's why I came in this body. It was a built-in mechanism. I asked for my mom and my dad because my mom had alcohol issues. They've been invading me ever since I got here with surgery, and it was extremely difficult to have
mm-hmm.
a decent sexual relationship. Oh, man, it was so painful. And I learned later on, sister, that I set me up. It was a built-in mechanism to protect me so I could get on with why I really came here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. And you were sometimes... We have to look at those things. We have to ask our higher self, okay, why am I choosing this crap? What is this that I'm supposed to learn? Why in the hell would I actually position myself to be in this scenario?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
mm-hmm.
learning why I'm learning. So,
yeah.
Ladies, you must take a look at your higher mini selves, at your higher self, because all the answers, and I'm talking to me too, are right there within you. And you start with loving yourself, with talking to your house that you walk in, that you rise in, that you go to sleep in, the two legs that you have, that not the house with the roof. I mean the two legs, the house that you walk in, your two legs, your body. And sister, there the three lower chakras are crying out. Not just your second chakra. But your three lower chakras, the sister talked about that today. And we
mm-hmm.
have the opportunity to cleanse. Right now, the way the planets are lining up, it would take Brother Kwame to be on, you know, to express it in a easy way of understanding. But right now, the way that the planets are lining up, there are more dreams with information that are going to be coming. So just take a chill pill, people, and do nothing. Go out and commune with nature if you can, or put your feet in some dirt, or listen to the birds. Pay attention to every little creature that comes, especially the spiders now. Because when spider comes, that's a message to say whatever your creativity is, you pass it on, you teach it. You weave that web, your knowledge bank, with other people. Share it. Pay attention. Thank you, sister.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. That now we don't want to leave tonight without doing a little drumming, because we want to be in synchronicity with our brothers and sisters at Standing Rock in this period until that snake is dead and gone. I think we should spend a little time drumming as often as we can to send a message. And if those of you who are listening, if you have a tabletop or a chair, anything, get your hands and just drum with us for a few minutes. And yeah, we are consciously sending love energy, power energy, healing energy, protection energy to the brothers and sisters, not just at Standing Rock, but all over this earth, because this battle is being fought all over the planet. The black snake has been roaming the planet for some time in the way of Koch brothers and whoever brothers, Wild, all of these patriarchal madmen are roaming the earth trying to spread this black snake and destroy the earth, because they have no sense of Mother Earth crying out for help. And that's what this show has come to be and mean in my mind now, is that Mother Earth is crying out for help in the womb of women and in Sandy Rock, North Dakota, and anywhere else where men are trying to force this snake upon the areas that are sacred. And all areas are sacred where there's clean water. My goodness, the idiots don't see that. Wherever we have clean water, with all the oil spills going on, you don't see that if you put another pipe in there, it's going to leak. The probability is so high that an oil pipe, the snake will leak, that it just blows my mind that they don't see that we can't do that anymore because we're destroying the clean water. So, Mama,
I need to put this out there too. I had a reasoning with my dad, Bob Paris, who's on the other side. They are coming. The reasonings from the other side are coming so frequently now that when I share them with my family here, they no longer call me. They don't even choose to call me up and say, hey, how you doing, or whatever. But I do share information. And I was talking to my dad one morning, and I said, listen, would you please give me a sign that lets me know that what I think I may be hearing is actually a fact? Wouldn't you know that I woke up one morning, And I have to cut my phone off because it won't charge if I don't have it completely turned off. And then it doesn't want to charge sometimes, even that. But I put my phone on, sister. This video popped up by this little brother, Williams, the happy song guy. He was interviewing this elder, or a medicine person in the Earth Lodge. The medicine person was named Jasper Young Bear. I'm wanting to reach out to everybody that can possibly go online and look that interview up with the little happy guy, Perel.
Perel, yeah. Yeah,
because
right, okay.
What that Jasper Young Bear had to say, told to me many years ago in my dreams. It was so profound, I just couldn't believe that not only my dad, but other people from the other side have sent me that video. Had it to pop up on my phone. So the reason that I'm saying this before we drum, especially melanated people, women of African descent, background, whatever, however you want to call it, black women, black people, everybody, male and female, we are one of the most powerful, powerful, powerful people on this God dang planet. We discontinue with allowing men to jump up and down like we are bulls, horses, or whatever, and invade our gates, we lose the ability to hear our creativity, people. How do I know this? Is because I experienced it. And I had to put a halt to it, not because I have physical stuff going on, but even if I were ready, able to run track, do all of these things, jump up and down or whatever, I would have still put a halt to it, because we must learn to channel these energies into working with our brothers and sisters of the Indian populations of people, because listen to what I'm saying. We are water, the second chakra. Okay? The Indian populations of people are the land. That is why they are so connected to the land. That is why I chose my parents. Because of the experiences with the land. And what I am saying, people, learn who you are, and you won't learn unless you learn about you, period. So you look up Jasper Young there and the interview that he had with that Williams. The ancestors are crying. They are giving messages 24/7, and thank you, sister.
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Aho.
Aho. And so we send out love and protection for all the brothers and sisters standing all over the earth as protectors of our water and our land and healing Mother Earth. So thank you, everyone, for participating. And we'll be back hopefully Tuesday night with Crow Voices on the Crow Reservation in Montana, where we'll get more updates from the activity in Montana. So everyone have a great week.